This Saturday and Sunday, a dozen, or as I've written in the script, I realize a dozen 12 is what it says here. I think I meant to say a dozen or so of Washington County, New York's best artists will open their studio doors and invite us inside to see their latest works and talk about the creative process. Not a gallery, not an exhibition, but a visit into the artist's world and workshop. The Open Studios Tour gives us a chance to connect with the art through the artist. It takes you through Lower Washington County, which is glorious, and some of the most striking vistas in New York State. And you'll enjoy the ride from studio to studio. And yes, you may even love that as much as the art, but I doubt it. To find out more, we welcome the Open Studios Tour Director, Sue Sanderson, and artist Leslie Park to tell us more. It's a delight to have you both here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Joe.
Well, it's good to have you. I think you do a wonderful job on this. This is every 2 years you do this.
That's correct. We need to give the artists some time to develop their work and to repaint their studios between visits. So we give them every 2 years.
Every 2 years, and you have in this 11 or 12, right? Is that?
We have 12. We'd like to keep it small enough that you can see all the artists. If you rush, you can do it in one day, but it's really nice to take the 2 days and go to every studio. And we wanted it so that you could have a quality experience. First year, I thought people would come and spend, 10 minutes and then take off. They were there in my studio for 2 hours at times. So it was a different experience than what I was expecting.
Yeah, that seems excessive.
Well, it was great. They would look at the work. They would be with their friends. They'd chat about the work. They'd pull you over and say, what are you doing?
Then it's time to move on.
Yeah.
You just say, hey, here's a map.
Yeah, and what Leslie doesn't get to see that I got to see in the first tour was she was in her studio and had her experience. But as a visitor, I got to go to, I think that year, 12 studios. And, you sort of go with an itch to see the art and an itch to see the creative process. And you see that in museums and you see that in galleries. But you step into an artist's studio and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
Like here I am within that experience talking to the artist and seeing a full range of work. The studio experience that year for me was exceptional, is why I wanted to get involved with this tour and these artists.
It's an amazing thing because so this is your third, right?
Fourth.
That's right. And I've done all three prior, and it's by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it isn't really, it's literally outside my front yard, so it's not like I have to travel far. But anyway, but I'm encouraging you to do so because it's well worth it. But it is what I am continually amazed by is not only the amazing art that takes place in these places that I pass by every single solitary day, but the of how eclectic and different the work is. And I think that is what is so incredible and fascinating about the tour.
Well, as someone who has always worked in the area, you think the kind of work that's going to take place in the country is only country-related, and that's not true at all. And this year we're getting even more diverse because we've added Stephen Lack and Clarence King to the tour. And Stephen is your real New York artist, reviewed in the New York Times in Art in America. He's a Canadian who was in New York in the 80s, a bad boy, as it were. And his work is what you would expect to see in Soho, or I'm showing my age, in Chelsea, excuse me. And we have it right here in Washington County. So that's one end of the spectrum. And then Clarence King is someone who lived in the area his whole life, and his work is very much the landscape painting that you would expect to see on a tour like this, but of such an exceptional quality that I think you'll really enjoy seeing what he does with his view of the landscape.
And it is fascinating to see, I think, both things, both the impact of the area on the art,
mm-hmm.
but also maybe even the lack of impact, which is fascinating.
And as you move on to, like, Hani Varosi, who brings an international background to her work, and she works in mixed media and does things like woodblock villages that you can mount on the wall.
Yep.
This year she's featuring whimsical birds made out of ceramic and finished in rubbed wax, which are just beautiful. Her husband, Giulio Verossi, an exceptional and dramatic sculptor, features pieces for your tabletop all the way up to, wow, I might need another room to appreciate this.
Well, so much so that he built a room.
Absolutely.
I mean, his studio is beautiful. I mean, he was also an architect, but built that studio at the end of North Road in Greenwich in the bustling hub of Casa Yuna.
It's a wonderful combo. It's like this modernist barn in the country. So it's very country and very modern, and it's stunning.
And I see that it's lit up, and you go by it, and you're like, this is the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, it's a really gorgeous space.
And they also have great dogs, but that's another issue. Okay. and then what else do we have?
Well, we have Ginny McNeese with her incredible pastels, wonderful colorist, as we all know.
Now, Ginny, I have to say, I find this fascinating because when I said this earlier, I go by her house every day. Every single solitary day, I had no idea that was going on in that house.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. It's really incredible.
Yeah, and her husband was an architect, so he just built a whole complex for her. It's a great setting again.
Very cool.
And her pastels, well known, are magnificent, but you'll also see her works in oil in the studio there also. And of course, Leslie Peck, who's been on the tour for 4 years and is well known around the area, continues depicting in oil the animals in the area and the nobility and their personality, but also has added quite a few wonderful still lives to be viewed this year.
I noticed people are calling her the Vermeer of Washington County on Facebook.
She is, not only a delightful human being, but also
gorgeous.
Such a talented, talented artist. And nobody can paint a cow quite like Leslie can, I think. And I love her backstory because it wasn't until the studio tour that I realized that she got her start doing cover art for romance novels.
Of which you'll see some of those original pieces as you go through her studio.
Well, yeah, because you see cows, the roosters, the sheep, and then there's like some guy ripping the ripping open his shirt, and you're like, well, how'd that happen? Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah, and Regina Wickham is our ceramicist on the tour.
She's great.
And she is a real pro. She's been doing this for 30 years, and it's just a master at work.
And then Jim Shands. I don't think we mentioned.
He's our left brain, right brain person. He put together our website.
Means. Oh, okay.
And he also is a realist painter, does great things again of the country, but also nudes, and he's exploring some new areas. And he's going to be in the space where we'll have a reception after the Saturday tour in downtown Greenwich.
And Joan Duff Boer?
Joan Duff Boer is basically an abstract artist. She is a real inspiration for people because she's going strong and doing the most extraordinary work and has been doing it for quite a few decades now, but I won't say how many. And she has just really done over her studio this year to great advantage, so certainly worth the trip.
And has some wonderful new works to take a look at. I was out there yesterday as she was setting up and was just amazed at the new pieces that she had hanging in her studio. So definitely a must-see.
And we couldn't have anyone more traditional than Will Moses, who in the tradition of his family does these wonderful folk pieces. And Will will be on hand at his studio Saturday and Sunday to meet with people.
And I think the only one we left out is Arlene Tarkin.
Yeah, and to say a few words about Arlene, she was on the tour last time and was tremendously successful, but is recovering from a stroke this year.
Yeah.
So her studio will not be open. And upon hearing this, all the artists in the tour said, we would like to do something. So they're showing pieces from Arlene within their studio. It is significant of what kind of community these artists are.
Well, it's a terrific tour and a wonderful opportunity to see just gorgeous art in a gorgeous part of the world. You can find out more information. And Leslie, you're the guest and I forgot, but I only have 30 seconds. But you get to go see Leslie's studio, which is right down in the Village of Cambridge, and you get to explore this building, and it's a lot of fun getting to your studio.
19th century factory building. Yeah. Got the top floor.
And you can take an elevator, but don't. Do the steps, and you won't have to go to the gym for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And then once you're up there, that's where you're right. You do want to stay there for 3 hours once you get up there, because you don't want to take those steps again.
That's it. I'm trapped then.
And your work is so big and enormous and inviting and incredible that it takes that time to look at it.
Exactly.
What a tour. It's a wonderful time. And you can find out more information by going to the website. It's studiotour.org. Studiotour.org. And see the map, print it out, make your plans, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It takes place on Saturday and Sunday. I thank you both, Sue and Leslie, for coming in. I appreciate it. You're wonderful, and have a terrific weekend.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.